If you think about luchadores, Mexican wrestlers, you might have this picture in mind. A big guy with a mask and a leotard doing tons of tricks inside a ring. But in a children's book called Lucia the Luchadora, the person in the ring and behind the mask is actually a strong, spunky little girl. The story goes like this. When she's in school, little Lucia gets taunted in the playground, and she's told that girls can't be superheroes. But imagine her surprise when Lucia finds out that she actually comes from a long line of luchadoras, of female wrestlers. Lucia the Luchadora is a kid's book packed with courage, spirit, and Latino cultural touchstones. I spoke to the author, Cynthia Leonor Garza, about her inspiration for the book and its empowering message for girls. Cynthia Leonor Garza, welcome to Latino USA.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So when I got this book, I was like, I want to be a little girl so I can read it. Lucia the Luchadora. I mean, this is like my dream book as a little Mexican girl growing up in the United States, but I never had this dream.
I am the best kind of superhero. I'm Lucia the Luchadora.
Which I guess is the reason why you wanted to write this kind of a book.
Exactly.
What's the story behind it? Because you're a journalist.
Yes, I'm a journalist. And yeah, I just love writing across different genres.
A girl, another luchadora.
As many books as I came across that I really loved, I always felt like something was missing and like a story that I was looking for that I was not finding. And so I just decided to start writing stories myself. And then one day, my daughter received this cape. So both her and her cousin were wearing these capes, two girls, and they're running around the house and they're jumping off furniture and they're just, you know, doing things that I normally see little boys do. And then I was just sort of struck by the idea that because, of course, why shouldn't they be superheroes? So that question stuck in my head. Why can't girls be superheroes? So when I thought of the girl superhero book, I said, this is my Lucha Libre story.
Did you just say, wow, there are so few books that have Latina characters in them?
Yeah, no, I definitely, especially when I had my first daughter, I went on a hunt looking for books. And especially when she was younger, I really wanted books that were in Spanish. And a lot of the books that I found were actually just translations from English books, but not these really nuanced stories that told you anything about people or culture. I think there's an awareness now with campaigns like We Need Diverse Books.
Think about the fact that 1 in 4 kindergartners right now is Latino. 1 in 4. So that would mean probably that you would need to have 1 in 4 children's books that is actually written or directed or about Latino or Latina kids.
Yeah, and there was a study that was released a couple of years ago that showed that about, I think, 2% of characters in children's books were identifiable as Latino. 2%. And less than 2% of children's books are written by Latinos. So, you know, you have two things. You have one, you know, the need to have more characters of diverse backgrounds in children's books, but you also need more writers of color writing these stories. The numbers, I think, have improved in the past couple of years because of the awareness, but we're so far behind. I think if somebody has had the thought cross their mind, I just encourage them, like, please try to write children's books. We need more children's books writers.
So basically what she does, right, what Lucia's story is that she's got the cape on. She's having a grand old time until some boys basically say, yeah, no, you can't wear this cape. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, oh, yeah, well, actually, I think I can be something else. I can not only wear the cape, but I can also be a luchadora, right, and mm-hmm. put on this mask.
Yeah. And her grandmother is the one who really...
Oh, I love the
her.
Grandma. I mean, the grandma's adorable. So the picture is of the grandmother, kind of typical, you know, 75, 80-year-old grandma. Mm-hmm.
Abuela.
Abuela. Abu. But then all of a sudden, Abuela reveals this like amazing thing, which is adorable.
That she used to be a luchadora when she was a little girl. And so Lucia doesn't know what a luchadora is. So she explains it to her. She says, you know, a luchadora is much more than a mass wrestler and much more than just a superhero with slick style.
I don't know what a luchadora is. Abu tells me a luchadora is agile. She moves and thinks quickly. A luchadora has moxie. She is brave and full of heart and isn't afraid to fight for what is right. Most importantly, a luchadora never reveals her true identity. With that mask, you can become anything you dream of being, Abu says.
So that's just sort of the way she introduces Lucha Libre. And like Lucha Libre was not seen as something that little girls played with or that, you know, I don't think it even crossed our parents' mind that we would want to play with it. And I've heard from other Latinas who have expressed the same sort of like, you know, I always loved this, but it was like never seen as a thing for me. And then, you know, I finally bought one when I was a grown up. So I hope that that changes. I hope that little girls will see this and sort of think anything is possible. They can be a luchadora or they can be plenty of other things that they want to be.
So it's funny because even though your book is Lucia the Luchadora, and it's beautifully written, there's one word that actually I do love that you use, and it's not a Spanish word. It's moxie.
Yes.
I love the fact that the word moxie is in a children's book about luchadoras.
None of the kids have questioned, like, why are there Spanish words in this book? They don't question it. They just take it. You know, they don't know what moxie means. They don't know what thunderstruck means. They don't know what a lot of words mean. But kids are really smart. And I think sometimes as grownups, we don't give them enough credit that they can figure it out, whether it's in English or Spanish.
So the theme that you deal with in Lucia the Luchadora is actually not necessarily a theme that is culturally centered. The other issue that you're really taking on is bullying, because Lucia in the playground feels like she's bullied because the boys tell her,
girls can't be superheroes. Ninja Nick, his twin, adds, girls are just made of sugar and spice and everything nice.
And that's kind of where her transformation occurs, where she's like, you know, abuelita, her grandmother says, no, you can be whatever you want to be. But the notion of wanting to tackle bullying in a children's book, how hard was that?
Well, you know, I didn't actually set out to write a book about bullying. And I'm really glad that it can spark a conversation about bullying or taunting, because it happens. And I've seen it happen before. You know, this isn't just fiction. This happens every day. And, you know, the lesson to be learned is that it's, you know, these situations that really erode, like, a girl's confidence, you know, this sort of undermining of what you can or can't do, and the role that women have to encourage younger girls to be confident.
How do you think about this, Cynthia, in the sense that you are planting that seed that is changing the narrative about what little girls of any color can do, but very specifically, you're trying to change the narrative about how little brown girls, little Latina girls are seen. And, you know, it's just a children's book, but actually that could have a real impact.
I think it's a book that all little girls can pick up, and it'll hopefully help them find the courage within their hearts to do what they want to do. I want better options for the kids of this generation. I think they deserve that. I think, you know, we have so many books about ninjas or about, you know, baseball or elephants and pigeons and just all sorts of other things. And why shouldn't Latinas have a story where they are the hero? But, you know, I think little girls should do that. You know, if whatever you want to be, you can be. And if it doesn't work out the first time, or if it's not, doesn't make you happy and you want to try something else, then go for it. You know, you only live once, so you gotta max it out.
So are you Cynthia the Luchadora?
No, I'm not the Luchadora, but I'm actually a very fearful person. So, but I do believe in taking risks, because that's the only way you can know if you'll be successful at something.
Cynthia, thank you so much for joining us on Latino USA.
Thank you.
Y que vivan las luchadoras is all I say. Y que viva la lucha libre.
Lucha libre for life.
Cynthia Leonor Garza's book, Lucia the Luchadora, is out now. And for those of you who can't get enough of this family of luchadoras, a second book called Lucia the Luchadora and the Million Masks is in the works for release this fall.